Blog Talk Radio.
Superstars live radio too, and we went out there and hung out with Southern Touch Barbecue this afternoon. He did a big rib prep for us, and that's him on the television right there. And I tell you, that man knows how to cook good. He's got a great competition team. He's got a 28-foot barbecue trailer, and he's got a big porch with two stump smokers on it, and then he's got his team member right there to that runs the boxes and helps him out, does a lot of different things. And I tell you, GBA is coming up. Now, this event, as you'll see later in the show, we've got the organizer on the show, is a $12,000 payout. Now, the Atlanta Barbecue Club came up and was promoting their contest to the cooks. They got 10 more spots, and you better get in. Now, the Atlanta Barbecue Club has got a barbecue contest right off Interstate 85 in downtown Atlanta. And I tell you, you can look over off the interstate and see a real flat, nice, square, beautiful place that they hold that contest. And they are going to retain us for that contest to broadcast it live. So I want to get an ESPN-type table built, or I want to get an ESPN sort of setting, because that is a hot shot contest, and we want to get a tent together, and I really want to try to broadcast that contest ESPN style, where we'll get us four people at a time to talk about barbecue competition live broadcast from Atlanta, from the Atlanta Barbecue Club contest. And Greg Hoyt and his compadre there organized that contest and are big in the Atlanta Barbecue Club. And, man, red hot barbecue event down there in the GBA. Now, one thing I asked the guys from the GBA that really impressed me. Right now, they've only got 20 contests, but they got a core of 500 judges. Wow, man. You know, they ought to be looking to line up another at least 30 contests and have 50 contests with 500 judges. You know, have two on some weekends, but, you know, really one a week for a lot of weekends, and then three maybe on one or two weekends. GBA is loaded with judges. And, wow, GBA, man. You know, a lot of these state sanctioning bodies are really getting strong now. They're getting their organization together. GBA has only been started since 2007, so this is their sixth year. So, you know, they've done a good job in moving up this far. You know, the number one thing that GBA and those have to do is get judges and get the infrastructure in place. And, you know, with 500 judges in their stable now, I mean, man, as far as the state of Georgia goes, they can rock and roll that thing. And then they're going to have to fly people in, you know. And people are local, ready to go. And you know what else? They can rotate them where you don't face the same judges every week. So I was very impressed by that statistic. Now, this is a first-year contest with a $12,000 purse. And, of course, now they're going to have three categories. So $12,000 on three categories is a lot of money. And I know they're probably going to put six on the three categories, which means there'll be $2,000 payout between the three categories. But then the grand champion probably going to win $4,000. So, you know, a cook possibly could come out of there with $8,000 or $8,000 if they won one or two or three of the categories and then turned around and won the grand. Boy, that's a heck of a payday. Man, that's looking pretty good right there. Georgia Barbecue Association has a lot of great people surrounding it, and I got to say, Mr. Faircloth has done an excellent idea. Now, Georgia Barbecue Association is in the middle of their elections, and they're electing president, vice president, and secretary and treasurer. And good luck to everybody who's running for those offices. I was really impressed with a guy named Vesley who's running for office as a vice president, because he has a huge military background. He was a finance officer for the B-1 bomber. And he said they had a $500 million budget And wow. So he's handled big money. And but you know, with handling big military money comes responsibility. And with that responsibility, I'm sure you got to be careful what you're doing. You know, you'll go to military jail down there for a little more. You know, when you start talking about weapons related to the military, they have huge penalties, huge problems that go along with that situation. So he's got to be a very kind of organized fella after being through all that in all that situation. Now, July 26th and 27th, we'll be traveling back down to the FBA to shoot Big Papa Bell at Barbecue Junction. We're really excited about that. Now, you know, if you would sponsor me to go down, then I would include an advertisement in Big Papa's Battle. $200 to get your ad on it. I'll put a link up on my Facebook. If you decide you want to do it, email me. And now, folks, I found out this past week that a lot of the sponsorship links I put out didn't work. And, you know, I want to say that I'm sorry. I didn't know how to work that little thing on the store, but when it's a service, you're supposed to click on two other checks there, and I didn't click on those checks, and so the link didn't work. You know, I'd like to apologize to everybody for that, and but they all work now. And if you buy a shirt, a tailgating shirt, a New York Yankees shirt, or a Georgia Bulldog shirt, or Florida State, or South Carolina shirt, or Clemson shirt, in the information, all the sizes on my website are small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, get in the information part of your purchase, what size shirt you want. Whatever piece of clothing there may be, make sure that you write the sizes, because my website's really not set up to add the sizes to it for my store, and I don't really want to change it. And I'm not going to put a lot of clothes on there. I'm going to leave the clothes that I got on there on. But, man, have we got the stuff. Watches, mats for your house, mats for your floor. I don't know what all. I mean, we've got grills now, logo grills, the Florida State Seminoles and Florida and Georgia and South Carolina. We have logo grills for them, them little 12-inch across grills that you can make hamburgers. Excellent for your tailgate. We've got body pillows, them 5-foot long pillows that you can sleep with, bed sets, tailgating utensils. If you want a whole toolbox of tailgating utensils logoed with your school's favorite logo, Division I school, we've got those for $69.99, and it's got like 10 different or 12 different pieces in it, and excellent steel construction, and then it's got a big steel suitcase to go along with it. And I'm outside his trailer right there shooting his different sponsors and stuff on there, and he's got a Barbecue Superstars logo on him, and we'd like to take this time right now to jump in here in the middle and have a moment of silence for a family member of Don Adams and his wife who passed on today. And let's go 10 seconds and let's just do a moment of silence. Don Adams is a wonderful person, and he's got a great family. He's a good guy. And we just want to have a moment of silence. we love you, Don, and we'll pray on the air for you right now. And, you know, Don, I don't get to see you much, but I love you, brother. And I love Bo, too. And I know what good fellas y'all are. And I'm sorry I haven't been around more. But let's bow our heads just for a minute for Don Adams and his family. Let's say a prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all the blessings that you've given us in our life, that we're able to have enough food to eat, that we're able to cook barbecue in this fantastic country of ours, and we're able to be able to go and participate in barbecue competitions, and we can go to barbecue restaurants, and we can go to all sorts of barbecue events and barbecue catering, Lord. And there's just so many things that we can enjoy as a barbecue family. And, Lord, one of us has passed on now, and one of the good ones. And, Lord, we ask that you give the family mercy, and you give them blessings, and you take care of them in this time of need. And, Lord, we ask that you give them help and a little support right now. And, Lord, help them through the next days and weeks, Lord. And one thing we know, we're not here forever. We're just passing through. And, Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us this far and for all the joy. And, Lord, it sure would be nice if Don could win a few barbecue contests to make him feel good, bring a few nice checks in for their family in this time of need, Lord. So give him the barbecue. Give him the boxes, give him the time, and give him what he needs, Lord. And let's see if he can't win a few contests to make it better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And, you know, I tell you, you never know how good you got it until something like that happens, and that's a huge wake-up call. And right now, Andy Moss is going to work on his ribs, and he's taking them from belly ribs to the St. Louis cut, and he's got a great set of knives there, and you can tell he's done this quite a bit. And coming up, you'll notice that he does a great job of taking off his silver skin or the skin off the back of the membrane off the back of the ribs. And you can tell he's a seasoned cook. He's done a lot of cooking. He said he was up in Columbus, Georgia, when we were filming a barbecue school, and he was right next door to us. And I wasn't aware of that at the time. And so he's a new member of Barbecue Superstars. He's a gold member, and he joined, and he asked me to come and let's do some stuff together so we can get his team out there. And I tell you, man, he's got a great setup. He's got a great trailer, two big cookers out there. And he's going to chiropractic school. So he's going to be a Dr. Andy Moss very soon. And, boy, it's nice to see professionals get out there and bring up the barbecue game. And I tell you, everybody's getting involved in barbecue. And, you know, it's getting really competitive. It's hard to just go out and win a barbecue contest nowadays where you think you can go somewhere and there's no competition. And there's always at least four. You can always count it. There'll be no less than four good teams. I'm talking about win on a regular basis teams at any contest anymore. And the GBA was loaded down. They had Rescue Smokers, Bubba Grills. Bubba Grill just happened to win Riz in 2011 in Memphis in May. Gee whiz. I mean, he's probably going to win this contest, but, well, I can't say for sure. You never know on any given weekend, but you hate to see him pull down there. And then Holy Smokes, Gary Lanton, he's over there with Dion, so there's another one. And then guess who pulled up in the middle? Oh, my goodness, Forest Fine Foods. The FBA is not cooking this week. They took a couple weeks off because of the heat, and so he's up here doing the GBA, and wow, what a rig he's got. He's got the same trailer. He's got this tractor trailer truck, a Freightliner, that he's pulling his trailer with, and that's really a nice truck. I don't think he's going to have any problem pulling his cooking trailer around with that truck he's got. It's really fancy, and we love Forrest a whole lot. He's a fantastic guy. And, he won the FBA. He's been FBA president for it all. Now, Bubba Grills, Bubba has got a new cooker out, and he made the firebox bigger, and he made the warming box way bigger. Now, it'll be on this show later on. I did probably a 20 or 30 minute video with him on it, and the racks in the warming box get just as warm as the cooking box. And you can cook your ribs in the warming box and do your butts and briskets in the main box. You can do your chicken in the cooking in the warming box. And the whole key to this trailer is, now this thing is a class act offset. I've never seen one like it before. It's 84 inches long when you take the tongue off. Now, what he's done is he's made this grill, this offset, 84 inches long. That's 60 inches for the main box and 24 inches for the warming box. You'll see it on the video here, probably 30 minutes. And so when you take the tongue off, he said most trailers in the toy hauler part have 94 inches. He's went and checked it out. 94 inches, which is 2 inches short of 8 foot. Well, his offset is 84 inches. So you've got 10 clearance inches when you take the tongue off, and you can run that thing up in the back of a trailer and have 10 inches to work with to get it in there back and forth. And, you know, if you put some foam on the front part, then it won't scratch the front and throw you some foam over the back part, and that thing will set in there tight. And it'll, you know, it's just an excellent setup for a toy hauler situation. And now on the front of the barrel, which you'll see on the live television we're doing right now, now, that television is being broadcasted about 5 foot away from me right now. He put, you know, now most tanks have a bubble that's on the end. He cut the bubble off to get it up under 84 inches, and he put a 1-inch plate on it. So, on, you know, as the smoke comes up, goes around, instead of going in that bubble, it goes up against that 1-inch plate. Well, you would think, wow, the 1-inch plate makes the front of it so doggone heavy you can't handle it. Oh, no. You got a great big 24-inch cooking box on the back that offsets the weight. He sat there with one finger and picked the front of it up. So it's a very well-balanced offset cooker. And I tell you, it's the cat's meow. And one thing that he was talking about is, you know, offsets, they kind of create a special taste. I mean, there is an extra seasoning taste on offsets that a lot of people sense. And he said that some people are going back to them to try to get that extra seasoning taste. And this thing's got a reflective plate on it. But it's a little bit lower, just a little bit lower. And he said you could take the reflective plate, the two shells off the top, and use that reflective plate for direct grilling. And he said you could throw different stuff on down there, maybe steaks or whatever you want. So you got three levels. You know, you can cook on a reflective plate, and then you got the two shells above. And, I mean, you could put a heck of a whole hog on it. It'll hold 30 Boston bucks. And, you know, it's funny now, you know, if you look at the situation he's created with this new Bubba grill, we're getting grills for specialized applications now. You know, when we started off with big offsets, the one offset did everything. You know, I mean, you know, this offset over here was the caterer, it was the competition, it was the it was my first, it was my last, it was my everything. Well, now, if you're watching the front of Barbecue Superstars right now, he's talking about the shakers. And there's this one certain rub, and I got a clear picture of the brand of it. And if you're a new barbecue cook, you need to watch this and look at the name on this shaker, because this shaker is the class shaker that 90% of barbecue cooks use. And you want to talk about a nice, even coat on these ribs. Now, you put a base coat, you put a top coat. And, you know, it's like I stood there and looked over the ribs, and you could not see one place that was darker than the other. You know, he's practiced his shaking, and he shook that rub across them ribs in just a magic fashion. But, you know, Bubba's Grill's new grill is it's another specialized edition of offset cooking. And, you know, if you got a certain size trailer and, you know, you'd like something you could roll off and on that was only, you know, for the space that you needed, I know that Bubba could make that grill shorter or longer. And, you know, if you happen to have 120-inch space in your toy hauler for the grill where it could set, I'm sure he could make, you know, another 60 inches on that grill, which would make a long grill. But, you know, with the balance thing going, he could still make it where you could roll it on and off. I tell you, he's an engineer. I didn't have any idea. He's a retired big-time engineer. And, you know, I think he's got a good retirement. I don't think he has to make millions of dollars on all his grills. So that's where the flexibility comes in. So he said he sells 200 a year, and that's really all he wants, you know. And so the quality goes in before the name goes on. And it's always a pleasure to see Bubba from Bubba Grills, because he's really funny. You know, he's a good old guy. He's not a stranger to anybody. And, you know, I'll never forget when he won first place ribs at Memphis in May. He went up and hugged the announcer. And he hugged the people from the sanctioning body. And I just think that speaks volumes about Bubba Grills and Bubba. Because, you know, he's not a conceited person. He's just he's another guy like me and you, and wonderful. And so, you know, if you don't buy a Bubba grill, just give Bubba a call anyway. You know, call him up, just make friends with him and go down and hang out with him a little while, because good people on barbecue is who we want to support. And, you know, he's about as wonderful a person as anybody I know in barbecue. And every time I've ever been around him, I've always really enjoyed myself. And now we've got an interview with a black fellow from Alabama that competes quite often. Cook Shack, Old Man Cook Shack or something like that. And he won the Open in the FBA. And boy, he's got a heck of a rig now. And he's got two grills called Assassins. Now, I've seen them Assassins somewhere else. I can't remember the name behind them. I don't know if Swine Assassins is the one building them. They got a connection to another grill that he went out and started another brand and called it Assassins. But it's got the 2-inch insulated edge around it. I mean, it's really close to like a backwoods smoker. And we got to take a good look at that with him. And And so it was just a nice day in the GBA. And, you know, it was nice to see all the teams fall out and try to compete. And, you know, barbecue competition is just a whole lot of fun. And she said that it's going to be in the first week of – no, well, it's going to be on the same week in July every year. They're planning already on – they've started plans for next year. The entry fee was $350, but the payout was $12,000, and that is just amazing. You know, money talks, and I tell you, they got the teams, they're rolling big, and we really enjoyed hanging out with them today, and was really impressive, and you know, everybody's jumping in on the barbecue scene now, and he gave us a little peek-see at his Boston butt. He's down there cooking and down on the bottom. And let's see, let's watch just for a minute. And if you're tuning in on an archive, listen, I'll leave up this video for y'all to see later on. And, boy, his Boston butt was bringing a really nice crust on it. And much as I've worked with these rubs now, by the smell, I think I had an idea what a base rub was. But the second rub, I couldn't tell. It was really, it was really a surprise and a question. And well, I'll tell you now, Southern Touch, Andy Moss, has got a fantastic setup. He's got a nice trailer. Got all his stuff together, his cutlery, and it's really impressive that a big-time chiropractor would move in and get into barbecue that deep. And, you know, we need more professionals, you know. But the country boys are good, but, you know, we need a little mix of everybody in this, a little mix, you know, a little something right there. And we're glad to have him aboard on Barbecue Superstars, one of our members. And, if you're a Barbecue Superstars member now, and I'm at an event, you get an interview first, and you know it's about putting your information out there. And I've gotten a lot of people on Chopped on Food Network, and a lot of people on Barbecue Pitmasters, and you know, for new people coming in, it's a great place to start on Barbecue Superstars. Now my live television right there is not restricted from any cook. You don't have to send a video in. We'll get all y'all. We're going to promote everybody evenly. And that's what I did today. And I shot a lot of different teams and gave you time on camera. And that time on camera, don't fool yourself, it will get you places. And I tell you, live television is what we've always been interested in. And now that we're getting there with it, man, I'm really happy about it. Now, we want to talk about the PG500 and Cook Shack Fast Eddie just a minute. And if you look below the video, the main video that we're broadcasting live right now, we've got, I think, like a 2 or 3 hour video there. Now, I did a whole chicken prep and 3 racks of ribs, and I used different rubs on each rack of ribs. So you can look at the difference in color and how they came out, because I did it all the way to the cut up, and I did 3 boxes there, but we had the owner of Cook Shack call in first, and he went over a lot of the points that are so good about Cook Shack quality and about Cook Shack grills. But then we really got a surprise. Fast Eddie himself called in and talked for an hour, and I did not realize who Fast Eddie was. Now, he's in Oklahoma, so he's been away from me, you know. I've been to Oklahoma twice, but I never met Fast Eddie. And he's really, I think he goes to competition some, but he's working really heavily with Cook Shack, and they're a worldwide company now. Cook Shack is huge, and they've got some big-time electric grills. And then and Big Time Pellet Grills. And, you know, there's been a lot of champions come through now that really earned their stripes using Fast Eddie. And at one point, Fast Eddie himself made was, you know, they might have a Jambo sitting out there, but they got a Fast Eddie inside the trailer. And a lot of them have both. And they'll do some, you know, some of their cook on a offset and steal some flavor and then come back on a Fast Eddie and finish it because they can control the temperature so well. And then Fast Eddie grills have a built-in temperature control. And so you set the temperature to what you want, and then it'll come out and fire. And then the temperature will overshoot a little bit, but then it'll come right back down to where you set it. So it's very effective. It's almost effective as a household oven in maintaining its temperature, which if you fill it up at 200 degrees, 14 pounds of pellet, 20 pounds of pellet will last 22 hours. So definitely one bag of competition if it ran the whole time. But, you know, it came up the temperature just a few minutes. You know, you turn it on, you set the temperature, and you leave the doors open. And then you look inside the dish in there, and the pellets will fall in. If it's already got pellets in it, it'll sense it. And then this thing will turn around and start a fire. And then when it starts that fire, it'll come to temperature very quickly. Now, we seen in the grill that it was 100 degrees, 110 degrees, and it went from that to 400 degrees. I mean, it didn't take long at all. And then it maintained a perfect temperature. And, you know, I've always been using offsets. I've always been using charcoal and it, you know, it's a lot harder for me. And really, you get a bell-shaped curve. You know, my experience personally with what I've done, you know, it runs up to 350, 375, and then it gets back down to 250, and you put some more in. It runs up to 350, and it gets back down to 250, and you put some more in. And so, you know, you always have this bell-shaped curve of an hourly run or hour and a half run. But with this thing, I mean, it was just straight across the board, the same temperature, and unless I open the doors, which I did a lot within my cook just to demonstrate it. And so we really were impressed with their Fast Eddie. It did an excellent job. And you know, I tell you, if you want to be, you know, a real big time cook, them FEC 100s are something you need to check in. And the FEC 100s are good for catering. They're good for competition barbecue. They're just a great standard cooker for like all kinds of applications. And, you know, they're a pellet grill also. And, you know, I want to encourage everybody, if you're a new cook coming in and you've been through the offset mode, get yourself an FEC 100. Now, Dana Hillis has got two of them. And, you know, if you can afford to do it, get a hold of Dana L. Hillis on Facebook or go to BigPapasCountryKitchen.com and get in touch with Dana. And he's a great dealer. And one thing about not going straight to Cook Shack to get your FEC 100, but going through Dana is he'll be there to answer your questions. He'll be there to help you learn how to run it. He'll be there in 3 o'clock in the morning when, you know, it didn't fire up the way you thought it should, or you didn't clean it out right, and so it's not operating properly. You know, one thing Fast Eddie said, you know, if you go in there and you put, you know, 20 Boston butts in it and grease gets everywhere and you do that 10 times in a row and you never clean it, and then eventually something gets clogged or the sensor gets covered, things like that can happen. You know, you have to clean your cooker. Of course, that's true for any cooker because that lacquer, the black smoke that piles up, the grease, it gets bitter. And that bitterness, when it gets hot, goes into the smoke that goes in the air, and the bitterness comes through your meat. So, but Dana, you know, within a few minutes, because he's cooked with these FECs so long. Now, if you, you know, to give you an example of Dana's experience, Dana went to some contest, and I mean, probably cooked 3 tons of Boston butts on these FECs. You know, 3 tons. He had 3 FEC 100s. So, you know, with that kind of volume, after a while, cooking a Boston butt on an FEC or a brisket or ribs, it just becomes second nature. It's just like Tom Houston and those Southern Prides. You know, he's up there in New York City, and instead of turning the ribs long ways, he's got them turned short ways and letting them hang off both ends. And, you know, he cooked so many racks of ribs till, you know, he could put twice as much on there and still make them all taste just as good. And so that's the kind of experience that Dana's bringing. And so go through a dealer. Get yourself a Cook Shack PG500, Cook Shack FEC100, Cook Shack FEC500. And then if you got a commercial need, these guys at Cook Shack build them to run 24 hours a day. And that was one of the big points he was making, is they build them so they never have to stop. And the kind of places that Cook Shack has supplied cookers, they can't afford for them to stop. They're the heart and soul of the business. And, you know, when you think about barbecue in the big major restaurants, like a Famous Dave, you know, situation, Famous Dave on Times Square in New York City, you know, New York City never sleeps. And a Famous Dave in Las Vegas, they never sleep. You know, if they have a Cook Shack in there, that thing never sleeps, because you're going to have to produce that barbecue continuously to keep up with the volume that you need and a consistent product. Something else Fast Eddie was talking about, if you'll watch the video, and he went into great detail about it, there are heating wood pellets and there are cooking wood pellets. Now, you really got to be careful about this. And, you know, I haven't messed with a lot of pellet cookers. Now, there's a lot of people on our radio network who have, like one of our best shows, Whiskey Ben in the Pit. He's had a pellet cooker for a long, long time, and he knows all about them. And, you know, I've heard him talk about this a couple times. But you just said it in passing, but Fast Eddie really went into it. If you buy heating pellets, it's made out of recycled wood. Now, really in the United States, ground up recycled wood, 9 times out of 10, is pallets. Now, what was on those pallets may have got on the wood. Now, whether they have a purification system of the pallets before they're ground, I can't really tell you, but somehow I kind of doubt it. But that would have to be investigated. But if you think about the chemical barrels that might have been put, soap, battery acid, you know, there's so many things that could have potentially been put on the pallet that was later ground up, put into heating pellets. You don't want that stuff in your food. You know, that's a huge no-no. And he was talking about a lot of pellets that come out now are alder wood or oak wood, and he said sometimes apple. And apple pellets really do a great job of flavoring the food. They put a nice smoke out there. And another thing Fast Eddie said that was really impressive is, you know, you get an offset, you put in a lot of charcoal, and you got to watch charcoal that puts out that bitter chemical taste. You know, might have lighter fluid in the charcoal to make it light easier. Or, I don't know, just a poor quality charcoal that put out a nasty taste. But, you know, those cookers put a lot of smoke. So, you know, if you try to cook non-barbecue items to have a light smoke in them, like a cake. Now, see, this PG-500 is good for any food you cook in the house. It's a conventional oven, but it's a pellet oven. So, you know, like my stove is in the center of my house at 107 degrees outside, and my air conditioner working hard. I decide I'm going to go in here and cook the four steaks for some people coming over and for me too. So I put the stove on high and get it up, you know, 700 degrees to sear those steaks. Every room in the house is going to be warm, and my air conditioner is going to be working overtime, and my electric bill is going to be twice as high as it was last month. But you go out there on that Fast Eddie PG-500 from Cook Shack, and your house temperature doesn't fluctuate at all. The temperature outside just takes the full brunt of the heat that's exuded. And you just put whatever you want to in it, cook your whole meal. And you know what? It's woman friendly. This thing is stainless steel. It's clean. It's not dripping a whole bunch of fluid out of it. Now, granted, you go into PG-500, you put four Boston butts in it, you're going to get some fluid coming out in a little bucket. But I cooked three racks of ribs and two chickens, and I've yet to see a drop come out of the side of the Cook Shack. And it's just a whole different atmosphere from beginning to end when you start talking about backyard superior barbecue grills. And you know, if you live in a big city like New York, Buffalo, Toronto, Vancouver, Dallas, New Mexico, down there, Albuquerque or Phoenix, Mesa, Arizona, which is the whole top of the state, I believe, or you know, you're a professor at a university and you're living in the university-provided housing. And you got all these rules about having a cooker out in the front. You know, you're housing the people that are, like, over your subdivision housing. Stay on top of everybody about having a big grill in their driveway. This PG-500 will solve it all because even if you left the PG-500 in your driveway, it would look like an official stove. You know, it would look like a cooking utensil rather than a choo-choo train. And so the aesthetics of it are really complementary to any house. It'll make a $40,000 house look better, and it'll fit in a $2 million house very well. And so, you know, as a whole rounded system, the PG-500 Fast Eddie from Cook Shack is a superior piece of equipment. Now, if you look below the screen where I'm broadcasting right now, you will see a link. And if you hit that link, now we've got Bubba from Bubba Grills on there now. It says, click here and look at or buy a Cook Shack Fest at a PG500. You know, we challenge you right now to, you know, hit that link, go over, investigate it. Now, we're going to be cooking on it continuously for the next 2 months on our live morning show. And, you know, we just want to challenge everybody to give it a huge chance. And now Bubba is leaning on and talking about this new grill that he just built. And you see that the tank is flat on the end, and it's only 84 inches long. And he's fixing to take you all through. Now, I did something different than I've been doing. I took my big camera mobile, and I went all the way around this cooker with my big camera, and it made some great shots. And I'm really blessed to have good equipment now, and I want to thank God for it. And, you know, I want to thank God for every one of you. You know, I just want to take a moment and thank you for, you know, being part of Barbecue Superstars, or, you know, or even using Barbecue Superstars. It's an honor, you know, for us to be used by anybody out there. And this is your vehicle. You know, a lot of people ask me, they say, Daryl, what is Barbecue Superstars all about? And, you know, the bottom line of what Barbecue Superstars is all about. Now, hold the phone. You know, the first question I always get, well, do you sell barbecue? And I always say no. And they say, well, I mean, do you, you know, do you do this with barbecue? Do you do that with barbecue? No. And they say, well, what do you do? I say, well, I'm television and radio. And what Barbecue Superstars is about is the American way. You know, it's about American people in the American way. And, you know, we talk about cookers. We talk about cooking systems. We talk about ways of preparing barbecue. We talk about, but you know what? There are no countries other than America who are the roots and the source of barbecue but the United States. You know, they might be developing somewhat their barbecue in foreign countries, but they always look to the United States for the sauces, the rubs, the newest developments in barbecue. It, you know, it all centers around the United States and the good old country boy cook for all the new processes and stuff that's coming out. And that is what Barbecue Superstars wants to catch. It's just like Bubba right there on the television screen right now. I mean, he's a retired engineer, and he's putting together the best barbecue equipment you've ever seen in your life. Hard-working fella, nice, good guy. By the way, he's got these automatic lighters. You hook a propane tank to it, and you don't have to have the engine. You can get a regular propane tank, you know, off your gas grill, hook it up, turn it on, light it, and it will light the box. Boy, that's an excellent feature. But anyway, Barbecue Superstars is about the American way, and it's about bringing people back to being self-evident, you know, to being self-sufficient, to being our own man, as it were. And so get involved. Get involved in the American way. Get involved in Barbecue Superstars. Get involved in Barbecue Superstars tailgating. We've got every professional team on the planet in the United States in the major sports. And tailgate for all of them. Tailgate for basketball. Tailgate for the NHL. Tailgate for the MLB. Tailgate for NASCAR, which they already do big time. Tailgate for the for college sports, all college sports. Now, I took football off the college sports because college baseball, basketball, football, hockey, track, all those sports, volleyball. If you're at home, you're going to watch a college volleyball game. There's no reason why you can't plan out a meal, call your friends, you know, set up a weekend, and everybody get together and have a big time and then watch the game, talk junk during the game, after the game. You know, volleyball is a lot of fun because they get that doggone ball and smash it. And, you know, there's always one guy going up against the other guy, the net's in between them. And I tell you what, man, that it's like the NBA dunk, you know, the college dunk, you know. It's in your face, and it's right there on you. And I tell you, I really enjoyed hanging out with Bubba from Bubba Grills. And if you get a chance, call him up and get to know him. Go by his shop. Take a look at some of his grills. And he's going to have something that will help you. And, shoot, take your grill down there and let him work on it. He'll make it better. And Bubba's just hanging out, man. He's having a good time. You know, he's not out to make no $1 million. He's out to make good barbecue and make friends. And that's what barbecue's all about. And shoot, I love that, you know. Hell, we all do. That's a good old, that's the American way. But I noticed he's got the Georgia Bulldog overhang there. I told this joke when I was out there. But, you know, I got to tell you, Bubba, now, just the other day, South Carolina was rolling down the road doing about 50 miles an hour, and they got pulled over. And Highway Patrol went up, and the South Carolina bus driver pulled the window down. And he said, "Also, the speed limit here is 70. I was going 50. Why'd you pull me over?" He said, "You're wrong, sir. We clocked you doing zero in a 35. Oh man. You know, I pulled around at McDonald's and I got an order of fries, and when she handed it out, it was empty. And I said, "Hey, wait a minute. You gave me zero fries and there's supposed to be 35 in here." Oh, that was too good. Well, this is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. We love every one of you. Go by and check out our tailgate merchandise. If you don't want to go to the Barbecue Superstars tailgating pages, which I wish you would, because we're going to bring our videos up to more current. We're going to have more of the team content on there. We're going to bring some of the news of the best teams to our tailgating pages. But now, one thing on our tailgating pages I want to point out to you is we've got all the sports bars for the area of your favorite team, and then we got the top sports bars listed on every page, so you can hit a link and pick out a sports bar if you plan to travel to a city to watch a game. Now, that goes for every sport that we have, every team we have, all 350 teams where they do tailgating. We have the sports bars for that area listed. And we have the best forums listed for that team. Every team, pro, Division I college, every team has a bunch of forums. Now, there's corporate forums like ESPN, Scout. We didn't list them because they're owned by Sports Nation. They're owned by big companies and, you know, monitored by God knows who. And if you, you know, really get in an argument over the game or anything, you probably get a knock on the door from the sheriff or the FBI to start watching you. But, you know, these private forums where all the real fans go, made by a fan, owned by a fan, and, you know, fans congregating with fans, are the only ones we tried to list. Now, if you do see a Sports Nation, a ESPN, a Scout, a fan dot something, you know, well, you can go to it. I mean, get involved in it if you want. But so the forums we want to try to put a Barbecue Superstar guarantee on, that, you know, it's a good, decent forum of a bunch of true fans. And then also, we'll have the official team website link there. And Now, if there's a good source of news for that team that we think, you know, brings out a large part of the story for whatever sport it is, then we linked that news bulletin, that newspaper, or whatever they want to call it, a forum or a blog, but really it's just a news bulletin. We've got a bunch of those links on there, too. And tailgating is a lot of fun. And if you merge the two, barbecue and tailgating, you know, you're talking about the most entertaining weekend that you can have. And you get some of those boards where you throw the cornhole, you know, you get some of the cornhole bars, and we've got a bunch of those washer games, all kinds of games, those games where you got two balls on a rope and you throw it toward parallel bars. We've got those games. And then 10 by 10s, lugged to the max. We've got the $120 one all the way up to the $250 Mac Daddy. I don't know what all. I mean, I've seen it so many times because I've loaded it, but you'd have to just go through there and look at the apparel. Now, the New York Yankees, the Pittsburgh Penguins, Carolina Gamecocks, Alabama Crimson Tide, Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs, have 100% of all the merchandise I carry on them. The New York Yankees got over 350 items. The Pittsburgh Penguins have got 370 items. And actually, Major League Baseball and NHL have more items per team than any other sports. Major League Baseball has got major beer glasses, beer mugs, shot glasses, hats, shirts. I mean, everything you can imagine that you would wear or use, the New York Yankees have got it. And so if you look on the Yankees and you see some merchandise that you don't see on any other team, email me. I'm sure I can get it for your team. It's just that I might end up not having enough space on my store to put all 60,000 items. There's nothing I can't get, and it'll be the same price probably. The teams that are more successful have more items. The teams who didn't make the playoffs and weren't as successful have less items. And so it's a matter of success. And NBA teams have fewer items than maybe a major league or NHL. NFL teams have a good amount of items, but the NFL likes to sell a lot of their items themselves. They've made big stores of their own. And so we get some, but I think the big lot of the NFL items are in the NFL store. So if I don't have NFL item, now let's see, I've got an NFL team, I did them all. Might be the New York Giants. Everything I can get in the NFL is on the New York Giants. And so if you go on there and check it, you can see about what I can get for the full range of merchandise. Well, we're going to let you go. We've had a great Friday Night Lights. I had a wonderful time going to Georgia today. And we've got a big interview right now from the vice president of the GBA. And he's talking about sanctioning the body and about, you know, where it's come in the last 6 years and everything. And we were we really enjoyed the interview that we had with him. And I tell you, Barbecue Superstars just bringing more barbecue information than anybody in the universe to your front door. And, you know, you want to see where it's at? We'll show you where it's at. And we love every one of you. We hope you all have a great night. I appreciate everybody coming by. And we want to play this for Don Adams and his family. And we love all y'all. And get in touch with Don and let him know that you love him. God bless you, everyone. This has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production.